Welcome to the godshow.us daily. Hostile away, crowd night. This arena bought tickets expecting resolution. They came for a clean verdict, a cathartic finish, something to post about. Instead, one question just walked out of the tunnel, and it has been alive for 20 years, and it does not care what you paid for parking. One question, 15 wisdom traditions, no easy exits. Let's go.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project. One question answered through 15 wisdom traditions every single day. Find the question of the day, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, why does my brother keep asking me whether he should forgive our father as if I haven't been deciding that myself for 20 years? What's at stake if you get this wrong? You either hand your brother a shortcut you bled for, losing the only thing 20 years of private reckoning actually earned you. Or you withhold it and watch him think your silence means you've healed. Neither is survivable in quite the same way. That's the question. Judaism lands first and it reframes the whole premise. It says your brother isn't asking whether Paul should forgive. He's asking whether you already have. Because if you have, he's late. If you haven't, he's not alone. And neither of those questions is actually about your father. They're about whether the two of you are still in this together, or whether one of you quietly crossed a finish line the other didn't see. That's not a forgiveness conversation. That's a group text that went quiet and nobody knows why.
Stoicism doesn't find that touching. Stoicism finds it annoying, specifically on your behalf. It says he is asking you to carry his verdict because carrying his own terrifies him, and you, 20 years in, know exactly how much it weighs. And handing it to him isn't generosity. It's giving a stranger your coat in winter and calling it love. That line is almost too clean. I want to argue with it, and I can't.
Sufism goes somewhere else entirely. Your brother is standing at your door, soaked, it says, asking you to hand him the answer you've been wringing out of yourself. Because the same cold got into both of you, the same winter your father left open. He's not asking about forgiveness. He's asking whether you survived the wound, whether the wound has a door in it. He wants you to be the proof. Sufism says, you are not his answer. You are his mirror.
Cynicism says, skip the poetry. Here's what's happening. He doesn't want your answer. He wants your wound. Proof that someone else bled here too, so he doesn't have to bleed alone. And you're not furious because he keeps asking. You're furious because you never got to ask anyone either. Two people circling the same old damage, calling it a conversation. Cynicism is blunt, but it is not wrong.
Rocky doesn't beat Drago in the first movie. He just keeps standing up. The pop culture oracle went to the training montage, the museum steps, arms raised at the top, and said your brother is asking because you're already bleeding and still on your feet, and from the outside that looks like an answer. I'll give it this. It understood the question. Your brother sees someone going the distance and mistakes endurance for resolution. Absurdism said almost exactly the same thing without Sylvester Stallone, which honestly both work. Vedanta asks who is tired, not what you're carrying, who is doing the caring. Buddhism says you're both pressing your hands against the same wound to see if the other's bleeding proves the cut was real. Tomorrow deserves a question that doesn't already know it's going to hurt.
And that is how you send a hostile crowd home without a verdict. No clean answer. No handshake at the final bell. No resolution the arena could fit on a bumper sticker. Just 20 years of private labor and a brother at the door. The crowd did not love it. The crowd did not come here for mirrors. Support TheGodShow.us. A free daily multilingual show that keeps the lights on because listeners like you share it. Subscribe and show up every morning. Ready to not get comfortable answers? Find it all at TheGodShow.us. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The away crowd is filing out. Some of them are thinking about their brothers. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.